All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's time for Degeneracy and more Bible Black. Yeah, so let's go ahead and just get started. I only have like a few choices on this day, but things are already getting heated. You're awake. Dr. Katami. Why are you here? Wait, where am I? I think I was in the art room and... Oh, I ate lunch with Minase, then... Oh no, where are my clothes? Emery realizes she's only wearing her underwear. Emery struggles to get free, but she realizes that she can't move. What is this? Emery's hands and feet are bound very tightly. She struggles very hard to get free, but it's no use. No matter how hard you think about it, you won't find an answer. What do you mean? Why are you doing this? Please let me go. I'm afraid I can't do that. Minase? Where's Minase? He's right here. She pointed out where I was and I stepped out of the shadows. Minase, help me! She's crazy! Emery asked for my help as soon as I came out of the darkness. It's no use asking for his help. Why? Minase was the one who drugged you. You see, you're here right now because of him. Liar! Emery is shocked at what Miss Katami said. Minase betrayed you and sold you to me. That's a lie. Why don't you ask him? It's a lie, right?
Hold on. Okay.
It's not a lie. I told Emery with a cold, expressionless look on my face. As I look at Emery, the way I deceived her still weighs on my conscience. But I try very hard to be cold-hearted. Emery will understand who I really am soon enough. Then this pain I feel inside will be gone. It can't be. Emery looks at me in disbelief, as if she's been sentenced to death. In her eyes, I can see that she no longer trusts me. Betrayed by the one she trusted and brought to this place, now she finds out she's being held captive. Emery's face betrays just how hurt she really is. No, this is a dream. It's some kind of nightmare. I want to wake up from this nightmare. Nope, I'm afraid all this is real. Just give yourself to me, then you don't have to suffer. What are you planning to do? Are you gonna beat me up? Maybe. No, let me go, you wacko! She said pervert, though. Don't worry, I won't steal your virginity, at least not yet. Liar, I can't believe anything you say. Relax, I'll give you this to show I'm not lying. It's a present. What is that? Emery looks at the item Miss Katami has in her hand and opens her eyes in fear. It was a metal chastity belt. The crotch area of the belt is covered with a metal plate and the clasp has a very strong lock on it. Also, it was designed with gutters so that fluids can flow out of it.
This is what you do, but you can protect yourself.
With this thing on, you can protect your virginity. Who knows, Minase might try to attack you. Miss Katami plays with the chastity belt and smiles at me. What are you gonna do with that thing? I'm gonna make you wear it, of course. Before I take your virginity, this is gonna protect you real well. It's a bit uncomfortable, but you'll get used to it. No, don't make me wear that thing! I'm sorry, but you have to wear it. But while you do, you can't masturbate. So I'm gonna let you have lots of fun before you put it on. No, I don't want it. Haha, I wonder how long you'll be able to say that. Humans are very weak against greed in all its forms. Anyone can be honest if they are stuffed with pleasure, especially young people like yourself. You'll be slobbering from your vagina and asking for pleasure in no time. I don't think so. What is the use of bluffing? You're always masturbating at home, right? Hehe. I'm not. It's unnatural for a woman your age to not masturbate. I don't masturbate. You shouldn't lie. Saiki, hand me that. Saiki hands over what looks to be a hypodermic needle to Miss Katami. What are you going to do? I'll give you a drug that'll make you honest. Miss Katami tears off Imari's panties. Imari's panties tearing. No, don't look at me! Emery tries to cover up her vagina, but with her body tied up, it's impossible. Don't worry. You'll be doing many more embarrassing things soon. Miss Katami takes the hypodermic needle and approaches Emery. No, she's gonna kill me! Emery struggles when she sees the needle. How rude! It's just an aphrodisiac. You'll feel very, very good. No, no, no! Emery tries to resist, but the sharp needle gets closer and closer to her exposed skin. Stab. After the needle goes into her skin, Emery convulses and her back arches back sharply. Then the fluid inside the needle slowly gets pushed into her body. It's all done. Why do I have to go through this torture? Emery sobs and sheds tears as the needle is pulled out. She was out of her mind with all these things happening one after another. You'll be feeling it soon. No, I feel very strange. Emery may have realized what was going on. She was trying to escape the feeling by fidgeting. Hehe. Something big is gonna happen. I'd love to see your reaction when it does. This, what is going on? Emery was confused about what was happening to her own body. It was like her body was moving on its own. No, no, I'm being watched, but I'm feeling so... Ah! With her body tied up, she's unconsciously trying to pleasure herself by wiggling her hips. But she can't be satisfied with just that. Well, you want to do it, right? You just can't get enough, right? No, it's not true, but her vagina is soaking wet and her hips won't stop moving. She's very stubborn. Miss Katami strokes Emery's vagina softly. Just a soft stroke and Emery's body is twitching and bending backwards with great pleasure. Liquid is pouring out of her vagina. Well, you're feeling very excited now, aren't you? I can't take this anymore. Saliva was pouring out of Imri's mouth. Help me, Minase. Imri looked at me with vacant eyes and asked for my help, but I can't do anything until she's sexually satisfied. Plus, Imri was showing me things I never even imagined, and I was very excited. Why don't you be honest? You can't hold it in forever. The more you hold back, the more excited you'll feel. No, I can't take it anymore. Imri reveals her true feelings. Miss Katami smiles as she watches Imri. I'll ask you again, do you masturbate? I do masturbate. I guess Imri has no choice but to give in. How do you masturbate? With my fingers. I see, you don't use any toys, do you? I don't use any toys. God, is this like a... she had a fucking gynecologist or something? And how many times do you masturbate? About 3 times a week. You're masturbating quite a lot. And you had the nerve to say you don't masturbate at all. No, don't say that. Imri is forced to confess all her embarrassing acts to Miss Katami. Imri doesn't sound like her usual self. The Imri I know would never say some of the things she's saying now. Thank you for being so open with me. Now I'll let you climax over and over again as a reward. Do me. I can't take it anymore. Take it easy. I'm afraid I can't take your virginity, so you just have to take it up the ass. No, give it to me and my pussy too. Don't worry, I'll play with that later. Miss Katami starts to put some type of lotion on the tip of her vibrator. After coating the vibrator, she touches it near Imri's pink ass. Here we go. The tip of the vibrator touches her ass and slowly enters inside. Insertion. Okay, well, yeah. Imari's body trembles violently and writhes in agony. While pushing the vibrator up her ass, Miss Katami plays with Imari's clitoris. Being pleasured in two holes at once, Imri was really turned on. I never thought I would ever see Imri like this. My butt feels really good. With the vibrator moving inside her ass, little by little, Imri keeps twitching. Amazing. This is so much better than masturbating on my own. Feels good, right? I'll let you enjoy this feeling from now on. Of course, Minase will help out as well. It's good. Give it to me more. It's an aphrodisiac. Imri screams with ecstasy on her face. She doesn't know what's in store for her. While watching her, I take out my cock and begin stroking without thinking. Masturbating. She says, no, I'm coming. Let Minase watch you climax in full. Miss Katami then stroked Imri's clitoris violently. Look, Minase, I'm gonna explode. I'm coming. Imri convulsed violently and a hot liquid shot out of her crotch. She starts squirting, liquid shooting out. Imri climaxes and urinates at the same time. Ugh, we're not gonna show that. No, it's leaking. It won't stop. Leaking. Maybe she was saving it up, but it just wouldn't stop. In an instant, a puddle was forming on the floor. After things have settled down, Emery is in an utter bewilderment, starting up in the air, staring up in the air. Now I'll attach that chastity belt, just like I promised. Miss Katami places the metal chastity belt against Emery's crotch. The inner part of the belt has a thin tube attached for excretion. It's placed in Emery's urinary opening. What? No! It might hurt at first, but you'll get used to it. The chastity belt is placed on Emery. Emery screams after having a foreign object enter her urethra. Urine shoots out. The tube opens up your urethra and Emery shoots out the urine remaining in her bladder. Urine shoots out from the small hole in the belt, forming a perfect arc. It hurts! Endure the pain. After Miss Katami places the belt on, she locks it. Man, we're getting some kind of flashbacks to Starless here. Good, now it won't come off so easily. Emery doesn't like it, but she looks at my direction. You want to stick that big thing inside Emery, don't you, Minase? You're stroking your erect cock. Not exactly proper behavior. Miss Katami saw me caressing my cock and started to make fun of me. But she's mine. You can't stick it inside her. I try to complain while bending forward, stroking my cock. With all the excitement, I was about to explode. Well, you're pretty good with that thing. Alright, I'll let you teach her the scent of a man. Miss Katami unties Emery and makes her sit on the floor. Okay, let's look at this scene for a minute. Aside from the... Not so looking at the, you know, the right of the image. Look at the how they've got her sitting. Let's see, he's okay on toes. Fingers are much better here. Really like the way they did her stomach. A lot of good lighting. He's always very good with his lighting. Of course, she has just a look of ecstasy on her face. They did a really good job of that. But yeah, I like it. Looks really good. Except for that cock on the right. Miss Katami unties Emery and makes her sit on the floor. Okay, I want you to shoot your feelings all over her. Well, that's her, not him. Emery is half-conscious, sitting on the floor, limply. I look at Emery's naked body and stroke myself very hard to shoot out my sperm. Stroking. Emery, I'm coming! What? Where are you going? White comb is shooting out. My body shakes as I shoot out plenty of thick liquid onto Emery's body. No, it's hot! Juice pouring out. My cock juice covers her face and body. I squeeze out every drop of my semen and covered her body. I was surprised with the amount of cock juice that covered Emery's body. The juice flows down and around Emery's curves and fills the room with a strong odor. Minase released all this just for you. Look, it's thick and there's plenty of it. For me? Emery is confused and rubs the cock juice all over her body. Ah, it's hot. Minase's sperm is all over my body. Ah, she says. Yeah, I'll clean up that body covered with Minase's dirty cock juice. Then Psyche and other members who had been watching all this walked up and lined up in front of Emery. Or Emery, rather. Okay, let's all help clean up Emery. Then the three members nod.
Emery-san,
Emery, you're one of us from now on. Accept this on our behalf. Saiki, Amatsuki, and Kirimoto put pressure near their lower abdomens. Liquid comes out. Liquid comes pouring out. Ooh, disgusting. The four of them release clear yellowish liquid from their crotches, spraying down as it covers Emery's body. Emery is completely entranced with being covered with the hot liquid. Their urine is washing my cock juice away. You're one of us now. Let us all enjoy ourselves from now on. And so this banquet of madness continued late into the night. Well, that's over. Wake up! Hey, wake up! Shakes. Minase, you're gonna be late if you don't wake up. Shakes. Shakes again. Alright, I'm getting up. I stopped trying to sleep through his shaking and I forced myself to wake up and open my eyes. Good morning. Oh, it's you, Emery. Emery is standing in my room just like always, but her expression and attitude is different from before. Usually she comes and rips off my blanket to wake me up, but today she is rather subdued. I rub my sleepy eyes and remember what happened yesterday. Right, I was at the apartment until late at night getting off. I don't remember how and when I got home. You know, you figure those are important moments. He doesn't know when and how he got home. That seems like very important information. It's time to go to school. The humble Emery is speaking quietly with some hesitation. It's that time already? I don't feel like I slept much. I guess it's because I was at the apartment until late at night. I don't feel tired when I'm on the drugs, but when the effects wear off, that's when it really hits you. Even now, my head doesn't feel so good from last night. Emery's sexy image from last night comes to mind. Emery acting so different, embarrassing herself over and over again. After seeing her like that, I could never look at her the same again. We could never go back to the way we were. I get up slowly from bed and start changing my clothes. Where's my sister? Yukiko went out a while ago. I see. Vibrating sound. Then I hear a slight but harsh grating noise. It's coming from Emery's body. What's that noise? What? I hear something. From your pussy. I point at Emery's skirt. Emery looks down at her skirt and begins to panic. I can see Emery clench her legs close real tight. Emery is trying hard to come up with a lie, but she's bad at it. I decide to tease her. You know, you have to answer right if you're on the path. Okay. Pull up your skirt. And there's a really nice CG there. Fingers are good. Yeah, I kind of weird how she's standing though. Like part of her body is kind of twisted. She's kind of like a Twizzler a little bit. The way they have her positioned. Of course, you can see the expression on her face that something's really weird with her right now. Said, pull up your skirt. What? Emery's body trembles after hearing my words. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, right? But... You don't want to show it to me? She seems to be troubled for a moment, but then she gives in. Alright. Emery slowly lifts up her skirt with shaking hands. I watch her silently. Looks like she still has the... chastity belt on. Vibrating sound. Her chastity belt can be seen after she lifts her skirt, and I can hear the noise getting louder. A thin cord is coming from the same place that the sound is. The cord is dangling from her asshole, and it is attached to a controller tucked into her socks. Her vagina is covered by the chastity belt, but her asshole is being stimulated but with the vibrator. That is weird.
No.
What is that? Are you gonna wear that thing to school? But Miss Kitami told me to. How can you stay calm with that thing up your ass? I'm not. Liquid is pouring out from between her ass and the chastity belt. I'm a bit shocked to see Emery the way she is now. I'm sure the drugs are still affecting her, but I never thought that the feisty Emery would end up becoming a slut like this. Whatever. I'll give you a reward since you did just what I asked. You want some drugs, right? Give it to me. Wow, she's also a drug addict. Emery looks at me and pleads for it. Emery got hooked on the aphrodisiac last night, and she has started to beg for more. I take out the drugs that I got from Miss Kitami and give some to Emery. Since we're going to school, I take a tiny amount and dilute it with Ringer solution. I don't want her to be acting like Ito during class. Well, it would be interesting to see, but I think that's a bit too harsh for Emery. Anyway, Miss Kitami put restrictions on the amount and number of times I can use the drugs. Emery is an important person. I can't damage her. Emery sticks the needle I gave her into her thigh and slowly pushes it in. Oh my god. She's like a regular fucking heroin addict. After she shoots up with the needle, yeah, like I said, she's intoxicated with pleasure. She has a rapt expression on her face. Even though it's a small amount, it's enough for her. Soon her body gets hot and she starts breathing heavily. Hey, let's go. We're going to school, right? Yeah. I dread to confuse Emery out of the house and leave for school. I walk along the same path to school with Emery as always. Emery is wobbling and swaying because of the drug. She can't keep up with my pace. Walking along with Emery is going to make for a long walk to school. Walk a little slower. I can't walk any slower than this. If you don't hurry up, I'm going to leave you behind. Because of the vibrator in her ass, she has her knees together and looks very uncomfortable walking. Clear liquid is running from between her closed legs. Alright. Emery tries very hard to catch up with me. Her legs are shaking as she moves forward. As we get to the front gate, I see Inoue and several others standing around. They seem to be waiting for someone. They keep a close eye on the groups of students as they come in. Everyone seems a bit unnerved by this group hanging around, and they try to hurry past them. I did a lot to these guys, but they haven't given up yet. I try to pass by the gate, pretending not to see them at all. Minase, good morning! Inoue and the others see me as they and bow as they approach. Yeah, good morning. Look, you have some dust on you. Brushes off dust. If you need anything at all, just ask me, hehe. Inoue butters me up with a shit-eating grin. What a glib talker, but he doesn't seem to have any ill will towards me. Yeah, alright. Then I pass by Inoue's group. He's one of us now. It looks like the balance of power has shifted. The door opens. Emery and I go into our first class. There are several students already there, and Saiki is one of them. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You're looking very cheerful this morning. Saiki realizes something is wrong with Emery and gives a faint smile. Our mistress was looking for you. Looking for me? Alright. She's waiting in the infirmary. I drop off my bag and leave the room. We have no choice. Knocks. I knock on the door. Come on, Minase. The door opens. I open the door and enter. Lock the door. I lock the door and go to the back of the room. I can hear the sound of a chair squeaking and heavy breathing from the back. Good morning, Minase. Oh, shit. Isn't that fucking crazy? You walk in and see the school nurse banging some chick with some demon dick that comes out of her vagina. Yeah, it's so weird. Good morning, Minase. Ito. Miss Kitami is sitting in the chair with her huge penis jutting out of her crotch. She has it inserted into Ito's ass, which is resting on top of her. It's my first time seeing Ito since that day. The day I saw her sleeping in this office, Ito hasn't shown up to school since then. Each time Ito gets thrust by Miss Katami's penis, she lets out a heavy sigh and shakes. Her facial expression is the same one I saw in her face back then. Why is Ito here? You're the one who got her involved, so I made her become one of us, and that's true, he did. Believe it or not, she really suspected you. Miss Katami speaks calmly as she continues her act. What? How could she know I was behind that? Well, if rumors start getting around, everyone is going to suspect you. She'd find out sooner or later. If she did, who knows what she might do to you. And that's why I told her the truth. She looks good, doesn't she? Ito does look very happy. Miss Katami probably used her magic and drugs to turn Ito into a sex slave. Now, you want to join in? Now, see, the one different thing about... This is interesting, because this is the birth of the whole trap thing. You notice that it's coming out of the vagina? That was the original intention behind that. Now, you'll see a lot of, like, trap art. There's a lot of artists that draw it, even artists I like. You know, I don't like their trap stuff, but I like their non-trap stuff. But they do both, because some people like that, and they do it for those people that, you know, pay for that kind of thing. But anyway, originally it was supposed to be a penis that jutted out of the vagina, like a retractable kind of thing. That was how it was originally conceived. It was meant to be like an oddity. I don't think it was meant to say like she's a man or anything, but the ability for her to do something like that again was freaky. Like, this is the first guy that ever thought about doing something like that. Oh, let's say a giant penis comes out of her vagina, and it's like a magic, like, demon thing. It made sense when you were young, you know, when you saw they're like, oh my god, because it's one of the most fucked up things you see is when the dick comes out of the vagina. Just completely out of it. Not like it's not like with Starless, where she has a vagina and a dick. She had a dick inside of the vagina that would just come out. It was, like, retractable again. So, that was the weird thing about that, and I was not used to seeing that. Like, it was just really bizarre. But if you look at a lot of, like, trap art, modern trap art, it's literally just a woman with a penis. It doesn't come out of the vagina, there's no vagina on the character, period. They just swap the vagina out with the penis. And that's not what the original intention was supposed to be. Because all that is more, like, trans stuff. Where this was actually supposed to be something weird and odd and crazy. It was supposed to put her in like a dominant position where she could actually dominate women like men. That was kind of the idea there. But she was still a woman. She still had a vagina and it could just go right back in. And it would be just a regular vagina and you'd never know it. But that was her power. So that was the interesting origins behind what is now trap anime or hentai, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, that's how it all started. It wasn't necessarily a chick with a dick. It was a chick that had a dick inside of her that was retractable, that basically it could be either or. That's how it was supposed to be, and Katami was one of the first characters that could do that, because you notice that when he had sex with her in her vagina. He was never pegged by her or anything like that. And she's clearly having sex with a woman in the way that a man would. So, there you go on that one. Now, you want to join in? You don't have to refrain. Besides, you were looking at Ito indecently just a few days ago. I had a hard time cleaning up after that, releasing all that thick creamy cum. Also, to fill in the whole no balls or balls thing, Originally, Futanari did not have balls. Like, when they came out of when it came out of the vagina, it did not have balls. That was the thing. It was never supposed to have any testicles attached. Testicles were never part of the original Futanari. Like, when he envisioned it, when he created the thing that shocked everybody, it was not meant to have, there were no balls. I mean, that was the original intention. And another one I can bring up is Maggot Bates, because there is the Monkey House ending, which I haven't gotten into because it's nothing but food. It's nothing but insane food all over the place, and to the point where I'm not even going to put it on MGTOW.TV. But that one actually features several cocks coming out of vaginas, again, without balls. There's no testicles or anything like that. And I haven't seen very many games with Futanari where there is any balls. So that's the weird thing about the whole balls or no balls joke that they do on MGTOW.TV. MGTOW podcast, rather. Not MGTOW.TV, but the MGTOW podcast. See, I'm a little tired. But that's originally how that was supposed to be conceived. Like, there was never anything like that. That's why Marika is such a weird situation, because she has both. And that's not how it was conceived. Again, that's not how this whole thing happened. Miss Katami explains what happened, grinning and violating Ito as she does. She knew everything all along. Now show her what you're made of, then Ito will understand. Also, you notice that the sex scenes aren't like hours long on this one? Thank God. Hey, ask him to give it to you, Ito. Please, stick your thing inside me, Minase. Make love to Ito. After hearing what Ito has to say, I walk up to her slowly. I feel sorry for Ito, but I have no choice. I must reap what I have sown. Heh, it looks like you're ready to do it. Now I want you to block up that vagina. I place the head of my penis up against her vagina and slowly slide it inside. Insertion. You also notice they don't show any penetration from the men. It's really interesting, right? But that's how they used to do it. My cock went up inside her wet vagina smoothly. The inside of her is hot, and it wraps all around my penis. Miss Katami's huge penis lodged up Ito's ass and puts pressure against my penis through Ito's vaginal wall. Now let's get serious. Banging. Okay, that's weird. That could be anything from sex to somebody banging on the door. Hey! What are you doing? Miss Katami and I started thrusting inside Ito. Great, it's great! Miss Katami and I thrust Ito rhythmically, again and again. Every time Miss Katami thrusts, her cock puts pressure against the walls of Ito's vagina, and I feel a strong sensation at the tip of my penis. Ah, so great. Dr. Katami and Minase's hard cocks are running wild inside me. We sandwiched Ito and thrust over and over again. The sound of us banging her echoed throughout the small office we were in. At first, Ito seems confused by getting banged both by the front and the back. Soon she gets used to the rhythm and she starts to breathe heavily and move her hips on her own. After a moment, I feel the urge to coom. Miss Katami, I'm about to shoot off. So quick, alright, I was just thinking of climaxing as well. Then Miss Katami and I decided to thrust deep into Ito with everything we had. Banging. Okay, that's weird. Ito was taking our vicious thrusts and looked like she was about to faint. We kept on thrusting her with speed and force. We didn't care if we tore her apart. I'm coming, she says. Here it goes. I'm coming. Cock juice squirting out. More cock juice squirting out. Miss Katami and I both released our hot liquid inside Ito at the same time. My mind was blank. I just filled up her uterus with my river of cum. It's flowing. It's entering my body from both holes. It takes the juices up inside her as her body twitches. Miss Katami and I ejaculated again and again without letting up. That was great, Ito. After we finished ejaculating, we pulled out our penises from her holes. Pulling out. Cock juice coming out. Miss Katami and I pull out our penises, and thick white liquid pours out from both Ito's openings. Phew, how did that feel, Minase? Satisfied? Yes. You should be happy, Ito. You sucked up so much cock juice. White liquid keeps pouring and pouring out of Ito's openings. Yes, thank you, Minase. Maybe Ito is still feeling the orgasm as her body is trembling. Miss Katami throws Ito on the bed roughly and quickly goes to get dressed. Now, the reason I called you out is because of Miss Takashiro. She's been on our tail. Miss Takashiro. She's a survivor from the coven of 12 years ago. She bailed out just before the ritual and didn't participate at all. She is starting to suspect we're up to something. I'm sure she'll try and stop us very soon. However, she doesn't realize I'm behind this whole thing. If she does make a move, she'll come after you first because of the book. You know what will happen then, right? But how do I? That's up to you. You have the powers to decide your own fate. Alright. She has magic even though she's weak. The power I gave you is not complete. Your magic will have very little effect against someone as experienced as Miss Takashiro. Use your head. If you can get her to join us, then nobody will be able to stand in our way. Miss Takashiro is definitely coming after the book. I'm counting on you. I understand. That woman is worth fighting for. I'm sure she'll entertain us once we have her. And there we have it, folks. That's where we're going to end it tonight. What happens next? Well, you'll find out next time we do Bible Black. We're getting close to the end, though. And that'll be all for Grimm's Hentai Corner tonight. See you guys next time with more Bible Black.